And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hi everybody, good morning to you right across Australia, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. We are beaming in for your Sunday dose of health and wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. It is the House of Wellness and Ed Phillips here, joined by my lovely co-hosts spread across the country, Joe Stanley from our 3AW studios. Hello.
Good morning. It's such a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful midwinter's day. Gerald Quigley by my side out of our 2GB Sydney studios. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Joe. A bit of a boys' time in here, Joe. There is there's sort of testosterone everywhere. It's frightening.
Oh, no, well, no. I'm glad I'm south of the border.
No girl germs here. However, we're chatting about all sorts of valuable, healthy things today, not the least of which is the miracle that we call turmeric. And you got your eyes on that today.
I'm excited, always excited to talk about turmeric, Ed, because it's a game changer in so many different ways. But today we're going to focus on its importance in joint health, and healthy joints mean a healthy person.
One of the great mysteries is how you spell it, because a friend of mine actually put a picture up this week holding two separate jars of it.
Yes.
One has an R, one doesn't, so it's turmeric or turmeric?
No, it's turmeric. It's got an R.
Okay, well,
definitely
maybe...
Definitely with an R.
Maybe the one that he was holding was of slightly lower quality.
Maybe,
was
too. Maybe, too. But we'll do the real one today.
All right. Okay. Done deal. Stay with us. And, of course, plenty to cover. The editor of the House of Wellness magazine, Fiona Welsh, will join us shortly. There's that beautiful new issue out now with the stunning Rachel Finch on the cover. She'll join us and take us through some of the big topics they're covering this time around. We're also going to talk acne. Now, it's not just for the demise of little teenagers tormenting them. It can affect adults later on through their life. And it's more than just their appearance that it affects, right?
Yes,
it can lead to some real psychological trauma. You can feel depressed. You can
self-esteem.
Feel like
self-esteem.
Don't want to get out of the house.
I feel like if you had it as a young person, that memory stays with you, and your sense of self really has been formulated at that time, but certainly lots of adults still struggle with it. I want to ask about the old wives' tales that we use around acne. You know, does toothpaste work?
That's works on your teeth, Joe.
Yogurt, I've heard.
Yes.
You know, you
remember
yogurt
that
on it.
Funny movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yes.
And they
all
put Windex on it?
Yes,
no,
that's
probably not good.
No, maybe not. That seems a little extreme.
We'll go to a dermatologist and bust a few of these myths and have a look at a fabulous new range, by the way, that's getting rave reviews, so that's going to be great. We'll check in with one of your cohorts from the House of Wellness TV. Luke's going to call in, have a look at what's coming up on the TV version today.
Yes, I actually, for reasons I will reveal, only was present for half of this show. So I look forward to hearing what's in this episode as well.
Are you a wagger by your very nature? What's the deal?
No, heavens no.
She was given a special dispensation for very, very, very important reasons. In fact, she couldn't wait to leave, actually.
I had a special mission, Ed, which required me to leave and hop on a plane to Sydney.
A date. So, it was a date.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to find out about that. And, of course, our experts are here for you. 131-873 is our number, no matter where you're listening to us from right across the country. 131-873, all our callers going to wear will get themselves in the running to score that $100 gift voucher, which we love to give away at the end of our show each Sunday. From Chemist Warehouse, you can go and spend that $100 if you are the lucky caller. Gerald awards the money too. 131-873 is our number. Let's get to Judy first up too. She's in Bald Hills in Queensland. Morning, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Gerald, yes, I was Judy. Wondering if you can help me, please.
Sure.
My husband has just gone through his third dose of chemo.
Yes.
And he said everything he eats or drinks tastes like metal. Is there anything that I can give him that kind of will help him? Because when it tastes like metal, he doesn't want to eat.
Of course, because he's losing his sense of taste and smell. Judy, it's really one of the most common issues we find in many of the chemo and radiotherapies. And there's a few things he can do. And my plea, first of all, there are some tonics I keep on hand. If you could drop me an email today, please, and I'll respond to you, which is going to give him some long-term benefit. But in the meantime, a probiotic is really good, one with Saccharomyces, and that helps his tummy because there is a tummy involvement as well. And the other is the mineral zinc. So you can buy a zinc capsule and just give him one of those a day, and that will help with his taste sensation because the part of the brain which controls taste needs zinc. And I think sometimes chemo depletes zinc levels tremendously. But I look forward to your email. I'm not back home until this afternoon, but I'll respond to that this afternoon and give you the names of that overall tonic that's outstanding for anyone going through chemotherapy.
And the best way to get that email, we just go via our website, right?
Yes.
Houseofwellness.com.au, Judy, and there's an Ask tab up the top, so that'll click you straight through to Gerald. You'll see a little smiley picture of you.
Do you?
Lovely.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I look forward to that, Judy.
And Judy, I would just say that your husband is incredibly courageous to be going through that third bout, and you also. So all the best.
Good on you, Judy.
Thank you. It's a great family involvement thing.
131-873 is our number. Let's go to Donna, who's in Victoria Park in WA. Morning across in the west to you, Donna.
Hello, Donna.
Good morning. Good morning to you all, and thank you for putting on a wonderful show.
Pleasure. How can we help?
I have very agricultural-looking hands, very dried. I went to see the skin specialist who gave me Effidex, but that's very powerful.
Yes, it is. Do you know, you will make a difference, Donna, if you go to your pharmacy today and get a cream with urea, U-R-E-A, 10%. I get amazing feedback from this for hands that are splitting and crusty and just uncomfortable and almost to the point where you don't want to shake hands with anybody. And it will very quickly get your hands back to being as smooth as a baby's bottom.
There we go.
Urea, U-R-E-A, 10%. There's a few brands on the market and it all contains the same thing. And what it does is build up the structure of the skin underneath.
What is urea, Gerald?
Well, urea is a component of skin, Joe. And what it does is really bind good skin together. So it's perfect for crusty backs of heels, scaly knees, scaly elbows, and hands that build up scale. And you know, I've seen brickies with hands that bleed when they open them up
in the winter.
Yeah, and this really... On broken skin, it stings a bit, Donna. Just grit your teeth. That will settle down quickly, but you'll be surprised at the results.
Hey, quick one. There's been a study done in the US as a matter of interest. Mm-hmm. We're often told at work it's good to stand up every once in a while. Some of these desks now are really permeating their way through all the office buildings, aren't
they?
That rise up so you can stand up while you do your work. But they're showing that we know that sitting is bad for us, but these studies are showing that not all sitting is created equally. That some of the workplace sitting is not perhaps as bad as sitting in front of the TV for a couple of hours a night.
Well, I do feel that when you sit in front of the TV, time just disappears. And you turn around and you spend 7 hours there. Whereas you don't do that at work. You find reasons to get up and leave.
You're not in a pile of Dorito crumbs, are you?
This was published in the Journal of the American Heart Association. So it's not some wacko organisation.
No.
And really it's important because... You know how we're always looking for the Holy Grail? And not many months ago, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years, everybody had to stand up. So you and I were basically not happy unless we were standing up doing the show.
Yeah.
Jo, in her radio career, I bet you stood
always
up a fair bit of the time.
You were a stander.
I loved it.
Yeah.
But you're right that I think you've got to find reasons to get up and stretch and maybe even get outside and get some fresh air. What if you're watching television that's particularly stressful, like a very close footy match? For instance.
Well, you, in your particular club's instance, and I was watching it last night, it wasn't close at all, Joe.
No, not at all. No, disappointing evening for the Collingwood Magpies, but close matches around the country.
Not for all of us. There was some joy there. but the important thing is that it's keeping moving. We've got to keep moving, and we probably just completely underestimate the value of keeping moving, particularly when you're a little older.
Yeah.
So it's all a habit thing.
Yeah, look, I know this was a select group that they studied, some 3,500 people in the US. Yeah. However, I think the message is, while we're a bit more conscious of standing up, getting around, moving while we're at work, probably not a bad idea during the ad breaks, watching TV or you know, pause the old Netflix for a sec and have a little move around as well.
But they studied these people for 8.5 years.
Yeah,
so it wasn't just
a
few months. It's a long time and a very serious result and something that we need to be aware of.
I just came up with this great slogan, move it or lose it.
I've never heard it before.
I'll trademark that
you
today.
You need to work on that because that's it's been around for a long time.
131-873 is our number. We're here for the hour. It's the House of Wellness. Back with more in just a moment.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, where Blackmore's vitamins are half price. Stock up and save today for a limited time.
Now, if oily, acne-prone skin worries you, find relief with the La Roche-Posay Effaclar Anti-Acne Skincare Range from Chemist Warehouse. The range is recommended by dermatologists worldwide, and it's now supported by an online acne diagnostic tool developed with dermatologists called Effaclar Spot Scan. It delivers personalised skincare recommendations based off your results, which allows you to manage your acne condition. The La Roche-Posay Effaclar Anti-Acne Skincare Range starts at just $16.95 at Chemist Warehouse. Start your journey to clearer skin. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Great to be with you Sunday morning, as always. Ed Phillips here, joined by Joe Stanley this week. Gerald Quigley is here as well. We'll get to more of your calls in just a sec. But we're looking at the latest issue of the House of Wellness magazine. It's out now. It's the winter edition with the stunning Rachel Finch, co-host of House of Wellness TV, on the cover. And we have tracked down and woken up the lovely editor, Fiona Welsh. Hi, Fiona.
Good morning to you all.
Morning, oh, Fiona, it's lovely to chat with you again. You've got Rachel Finch, my dear co-host, who I sit next to every Sunday on the telly. She's on the cover and she's talking about her online health and fitness program. She's very impressive with this. She's changing lots of people's lives.
She is, isn't she? And she's such a pleasure to work with, as you will well know. And she just has a beautiful outlook on life, and she wants to share that with everyone and to help get people moving. And I think the program, which is talking about, you know, you don't necessarily need a gym, you can be doing some activity wherever you are, and she wants to get out there and inspire people to actually think about things like that. Just keep your fitness program simple, make it effective, obviously eat well, and the changes will come about.
Now, you also are featuring a dear friend of mine, Trey Dallas, who is a makeup extraordinaire. He has transformed me in the past, let me tell you, Fiona, from hideous to presentable. But he's a skincare expert and he's got tips for us for winter.
Yes, look, he is a gorgeous man and he is trying to help us with weatherproofing our skin. As we know, when we move into winter, hydration is a very important part of looking after your skin. And so he just gives some very salient tips about how to look after your skin. And always, he's very adamant, always make sure that you're wearing your sunscreen. Even in winter, in these cold days, we still need to look after our skin in that way.
And Fiona, what a brilliant article on Lydia Lassala, who just goes to show that just because you're a mum, that you can't come back and star in your sport. What incredible athletes some of these women are.
Oh, isn't it terrific? We were so thrilled to be able to talk to these mums about their comebacks into the elite sporting arena, and obviously Lydia being the Winter Olympian. We also talked to Dana Stevenson, who's a senior artist with the Australian Ballet, and a recently retired Australian cricketer, Sarah Elliott. And I think it's important because there's a lot of messages there for just everyday mums as well, just what they need to be able to get back into the workplace. And that's obviously a supportive employer and also some support around them from, you know, family and friends to be able to continue their career. But they're just inspirational women.
Yes,
I'm so impressed. I must say, when I had my daughter Willow, I did see that as a reason not to exercise for some time, because I thought I needed the excuse. But, you know, the thing about these women is they give themselves permission to take the time to get back to their fitness goals, which, of course, is their career. But that's inspirational to me, that all mums need to give themselves the time.
Now, Joe and Gerald, when we get together and have our sort of traditional pumpkin lattes and have a chat, often the direction of conversation turns to the theme of, have you had any work done? Have you had any work done? Seems to be.
I must have missed that particular.
Listen more. Just watch my eyes when we speak. Fiona, we're finding it's much less of a taboo subject than it used to be.
Absolutely. I think people are becoming more open and honest about what their procedures are. And we're talking here in the instance of non-surgical cosmetic procedures, which are still very extremely important that you follow the right path and go to somebody who has got the right qualifications. But people in their 30s are obviously getting advice about Botox injection and dermal fillers. And they're not ashamed or hiding it anymore. They're actually saying, look, I've had a little bit of work done. And we speak to somebody who talks about, I wanted to be on the outside how I feel on the inside. And so for them, it was just a little bit of a pep up, a little bit of a, you know, a tweak here and there.
I mean, is there a difference between getting a little bit of that done and getting your hair coloured or getting a nice haircut? I wonder.
Probably not. And I think what they're saying is that when you go too far and you become... That really very much plastic, fantastic look, as they call it, that's probably when you've got to pull it back. But what we're saying is a little bit here and a little bit there is becoming just a popular and a more common procedure.
And if that's right for you, then good on you. Self-acceptance
that's
is
right.
what it's about.
Interestingly, no one questions our pumpkin lattes, and I was hoping someone would stop that. Anyway, superstar lineup in the mag this month. We've got superstar Guy Sebastian also featuring, and talking quite candidly too, one of our favourite coaches on The Voice and an Aussie music icon.
Yes, he is. And look, he's gone through a bit of a tough year, but he's talked about, again, for him, the benefits of overhauling his fitness and diet regime. I mean, he's a very busy dad of two. He's obviously got The Voice. And he's also just released a single called Choir, which he's hoping will shine a light on mental health after he's had some difficult times. And so it's really lovely. He's opened right up to, you know, to how he's been feeling, but also saying that he's on the other side where he's feeling a lot happier, more crazy about things. So it's great to see because he's obviously had a few struggles.
And seriously,
well, I'm
in
looking
your
forward to seeing him on the Logies tonight, by the way.
Oh, yeah, right. And look, one of the nicest humans walking the planet, too, isn't he?
So nice.
Everyone says that, which is annoying, but he really is a flipping guy.
Yeah, charming.
How do we get hold of our House of Wellness magazine, Fiona?
Of course. Well, this today it will be there with all your News Corp newspapers around the country, and also it's in store around your Chemist Warehouse stores.
Wonderful. Thanks for the update, and great to check in with you as always, Fiona. Thanks for that.
See you, Fiona.
Let's get to more of your calls. 131873 is our number from anywhere you're listening to us around the country. Heather, we're coming to you in Ferny Grove in Queensland. Hi, Heather.
Hello, Heather.
Hello. Good morning.
How can
I
help?
I was just wondering, I take some fish oil and glucosamine.
Yes.
And I wondered, do I need turmeric as well? Would I benefit?
In an ideal world, it's a great combination, Heather. Fish oil has got anti-inflammatory benefits all over your body, not just in joints. Glucosamine is joint food, and you'll be happy to know that a couple of weeks ago, experts released some research showing that glucosamine reduces cardiovascular disease risk.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
And turmeric, as we'll talk about soon, has got hundreds of physiological actions in our body, and including memory, would you believe? So for your joints and so many other things, turmeric and fish oil are brilliant over all anti-inflammatories. Glucosamine is really food for your joints. So they each play a role, Heather.
There we go. Plus, plus and plus. Let's take a little break. More of your calls lined up after this. It's the House of Wellness. Our number is 131873, and we're back after this break.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, where Blackmore's vitamins are half price. Stock up and save today for a limited time.
Well, what's so special about BioGlands organic coconut oil? You might have heard us talking about it. Well, first, it's cold-pressed. All the best oils are cold-pressed. It's keto-friendly. It can also be used for cooking, baking and frying, and it can be used as a body moisturiser, a hair conditioner and a makeup remover. And it's not just a superfood, it's also a super beauty ingredient. Move over, other oils. It's time for BioGlan Organic Coconut Oil. It's available at Chemist Warehouse for just $18.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Number right across Australia is 131873. We're going to Middle Park right now. Eva is standing by patiently. Happy Sunday morning to you, Eva.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Eva.
Gerald, I was hoping that maybe you can help me.
Sure.
I just beside myself. over a month ago, Scott, I don't know how else to put this, but basically burning kind of itchy legs. Mm-hmm. It sounds ridiculous, but it's just almost unbearable. Mainly starts at night.
Yes.
And I'm very fair skinned. I've got, you know, red hair, very fair skin. I've got freckles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at my skin as a, and it's basically from my ankle to my knee.
Okay. Now, Eva, couple of questions, Eva. What medications do you take at the moment?
Oh, I just take Crestor.
Okay.
And sometimes I take Temazepam.
Okay, but Crestor is your main one that you take.
Yes.
If you could take that in the morning, please, and not at night. And look, there's a number of things going on here. The nutrient of choice to stop this burning has got, it's called lipoic acid, L-I-P. So L-I-P, O-P for Peter, O-I-C for cat. That comes, Eva, as a 400 milligram tablet, and we use it for nerve pain, so the tingling, the burning, the itching, and it will make a significant difference to the impact of that. And the moisturizer of choice is called Xera, X-E-R-A, Calm, and that's a lipid replenishing lotion. So what it's doing is just rebuilding your skin. It's just putting some moisture back in your skin. But the main thing is the lipoic acid. And that's a 400 milligram twice a day. And I'd love some update, perhaps an email in maybe a week or so.
Yeah, good luck with that. Let us know how you go. Let's come to Peg, who's in Grovedale in Geelong.
Hello, Peg.
Hi, Peg.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Gerald, I have, for the last month, had size in my eyes. And I just had a look at the worst one, and I can see on the lower lid there's another blister coming up. What can I do, or what's lacking in my body?
Now, you've had it diagnosed as a sty, Peg. Okay. Now, the mineral of choice, Peg, is called silica, which you can buy as a supplement, and silica is an expelling mineral. So silica keeps the pores open. Styes normally occur where the hair follicle in your eyelash goes into your eyelid, and they block up. And so it's almost like a pimple with a hair coming out of it, and the in our eyes really painful. So silica, and this is long-term, Peg. You can take one of these every day, and it's got lots of other benefits too. And you can also buy now an eye cleaning pad, which is like a hot cold pack, but a hot pack for your eye. So it's like an eye mask that you warm up and you wear. And by alternating heat and cold, you'll draw these things out, because once they come to the surface and you can wash them away, then all the swelling and the pain will disappear. They are incredibly painful.
Oh, so uncomfortable. I really feel for you, Peg.
Yes. So if you could do those two things, Peg, and you might have to hunt around for those pads, but they are available. And the silica.
I like the way Peg phrased her question. What's lacking in my body? She's sort of thinking, what am I not having nutrition-wise or vitamin-wise?
It's the silica. And we probably don't get anywhere near the silica. Silica is good for hair, skin and nail, bones, connective tissue. But its main function, I find, naturopathically, is an expelling. So good for pimples, keeps them away.
Okay.
And it is that thing where, you know, you're travelling along nicely and then all of a sudden you might just break out with this issue and you think, what has happened?
Yeah, so it's an immune issue. And Peg, it might be stress. It could be all sorts of things happening in your life, but it's not fun because they just seem to propagate.
All righty, well, let's focus on acne after the break. It's a common condition, of course, not only affects our teenagers, our troubled youth, but also into adulthood as well. That's when we come back here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, where Blackmore's vitamins are half price. Stock up and save today for a limited time.
Well, if acne-prone skin worries you, you'll find relief with the La Roche-Posay Efficlar Anti-Acne Skincare Range from Chemist Warehouse. The range is recommended by dermatologists worldwide, by the way, and it's now supported by an online acne diagnostic tool that's developed with dermatologists called Efficlar Spot Scan. It delivers personalised skincare recommendations based from your results, which allows you to manage your acne condition. The La Roche-Posay Efficlar Anti-Acne Skincare Range, it starts from just $16.95 at Chemist Warehouse. Start your journey to clearer skin at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And it is time to talk acne. We know it's a common condition not only affecting our teenagers, but often well into adulthood as well. And for many people, it affects more than their appearance. It can cause low self-esteem, as Gerald mentioned, and it can be at times so distressing that you just want to hide your face from the rest of the world. Well, one skincare range that's getting rave reviews is the Efficlar by La Roche-Posay. Not just for their skincare products, but for their new acne diagnostic tool, the Efficlar Spot Scan that I just mentioned. And to tell us more, we're joined by Laurie Fisher, who's with us from La Roche, one of their scientific advisors. Nice to have you with us, Laurie.
Thank you.
So what impact have you seen that acne can cause on a person's quality of life?
Oh, it has definite psychological impact. So we've seen in our research that especially for teenagers in that age group, it can affect their ability to want to go out. It affects their ability to even go to school. So it has that really marked social impact on their lives.
Wow. So, and I am someone who had very bad acne as a teenager, and I remember that feeling. But even as an adult, I think, ugh, I don't want to leave the house when I look hideous and I've got a breakout. But it's important to understand our acne, and hence you've developed this online diagnostic tool. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Efficlar Spot Scan was developed by La Roche-Posay scientists and in collaboration with dermatologists as well and artificial intelligence experts. So it's a tool that's able to be used by patients in the comfort of their own home. And we know with the psychological impact of acne, it's sometimes really hard for people to talk about it. So to have a tool that they can use in their own home is an amazing breakthrough in this area. So it's able to identify acne lesions on the skin just through photos that a patient can take. And then it's able to grade the severity of their acne and give them a recommendation in terms of that severity, what skincare regime that they should be using, and then also whether they should see a dermatologist.
What a brilliant concept, Laurie. Absolutely brilliant. When we talk acne, we often think of teenagers and all that age group. But really, how is this range effective on, say, the mature lady, the postmenopausal acne, which can be a real problem, which, you know, they keep saying, and I see them in my clinic, I say, I don't believe this. You know, I'm 55 and I've got more acne issues than I had when I was 16.
Oh, it's the greatest injustice that you've got acne and whiskers at the same time.
Yes.
It's not fair.
So I always say it's so unfair. I'm getting wrinkles and pimples.
Oh, yes. Spot Scan technology, which, by the way, is in the House of Wellness magazine, and it just gives a full page of how you do it, which is very reassuring. How good is that, that you can just basically get a type of diagnosis on the spot as to the best products that you can use? So well done.
Yeah, it's a great technology, and the algorithm being able to identify the different types of acne lesions, so not just pimples, but also blackheads and whiteheads, enables that to be really useful for the patient. So it really determines the severity of the acne and gives a really great recommendation to the patient.
So people who have experienced breakouts their entire life, or even those that just happen overnight, and you think, I was never this person and now suddenly I am, what features would you recommend that we need when we're looking for a skincare for our acne?
So it's very important to make sure you're using something which in the industry we call non-comedogenic, so which means doesn't block your pores. So a lot of products out there can have ingredients in there which can block the pores and which can make acne worse.
Yes.
So it's absolutely important to make sure you're using a product that is oil-free and non-comedogenic. So it's important to look for those features in the products that you use.
Laurie, can you take us through the products in the range? So, you know, what just briefly what each one does?
Yeah, so in terms of the spot scan diagnosis, it can determine what kind of acne that you're experiencing, whether it can be inflammatory or non-inflammatory. So you can have really red, puffy pimples, or you can have things like blackheads and whiteheads that sort of just sit under the skin. Mm-hmm. And the Efficlar range has things that can deal with basically all types of acne. So we have products that can deal with just oily skin. So we've got mattifying products like Efficlar Matte, which can deal with oily skin. And then it goes up to our treatment product. So Effaclar Duo Plus is our hero product within the range, and it has ingredients within that which are able to target the pathologies of acne. So we know that acne consists of different causes, the reasons why the skin are breaking out. So it can be an oversupply of oil for the patient, it can be blocking that pore, or it can be sort of an inflammatory response. So those ingredients within the Effaclar Duo Plus, which targets all those pathologies of acne, and then it goes to the patients that might be on prescription medication that are having a really drying effect on their skin. And our new products within that range is Effaclar H, which is able to really hydrate the skin. So it depends on what stage you are in your acne cycle, but the diagnostics tool is able to actually recommend which Effaclar product would be suited for you.
Brilliant.
And you would want to remain consistently using a treatment so that you allow it the time that it needs to take effect, obviously.
Absolutely. The worst thing that we see in treatment of acne is that people have this expectation that it's going to turn around and be better in a day or in a week. Acne is it can be a really chronic disease for some patients. So it can be something that lasts a couple of years for them. And the consistent skincare regime and consistent treatment is really important. And even when you first begin to treat your acne, it can take sort of that 6 to 12 weeks for you to even see a difference in the acne. So it's very important that patients are aware of that and they're motivated by their acne treatment, and that they stick to the regime for at least 6 weeks to actually see that difference in their acne.
All right, great.
And in that time, you know what, don't define yourself by your skin. Have some self-compassion and self-kindness, and know that really you're beautiful regardless. Don't you think, Ed?
Great advice from both of our ladies. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Laurie. Nice to chat to you this morning. Scientific advisor from La Roche-Posay, Laurie Fisher there. All right, more of your calls, 131873. Josephine is standing by. We're going to Doncaster and Vic this morning. Hi, Josephine.
Hello, Josephine.
Oh, hi, Jared. How are you?
Well, thanks. How can we help?
Mine's more a leg issue. Mm-hmm. I had vein sclerotherapy a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and ever since then I've had nothing but trouble with... I get a lot of soreness on my legs, yes. Cramps. I take magnesium. Sometimes I take up to 3. Mm-hmm. I wake up in the morning, my legs still really achy and sore, and I try to do a lot of walking. Mm-hmm. But it's an ongoing problem. It's probably not as bad. I've had the physio help me a lot with massage and that, but it's still a problem.
Josephine, the herb of choice for that description you've just given, the tired, heavy, pulsing legs, is horse chestnut. It's a funny name, but it is a brilliant herb which strengthens the vein wall. So whether it's any large vein, and we've got lots of them in our lower legs, if you can strengthen the vein wall, there's less leakage, so therefore less aching and less pulsating. So if you could go and start on horse chestnut and take that. Now, if after 3 or 4 weeks, if there's no change, I think it's worth having a chat to your doctor, because there may be some sort of fluid pooling down in your legs.
Good luck, Josephine. Thank you so much for your call. You're in the draw for our $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher as well. As are you, Helen. We're putting you to air from Avalon in New South Wales.
Hello, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Oh, good morning, Gerald and Joe and Ed. Thank you for taking my call. My 14-year-old son's just been diagnosed with glandular fever.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
So apart from rest, just wondering what you would recommend.
Helen, I had the most amazing day at a herbal medicine seminar yesterday, and we spent time on glandular fever. The herb of choice is called Astragalus, a long name, Astra, A-S-T-R-A. G-A-L-U-S. Now, this is a liquid which doesn't really taste like French champagne. So you're going to have to disguise it with your little guy and perhaps start with at 14. Is he a big 14 or little 14?
Average
14. Maybe just start with a teaspoonful in blackcurrant juice night and morning. The taste he won't mind, because with glandular fever you lose your sense of taste. When he starts complaining about the taste, you know things are improving. It is a brilliant, brilliant antiviral and energizer, and it is the herb of choice in glandular fever, where often the only advice you're given is go home and rest, because...
Oh,
It takes time.
Debilitating, isn't it, Gerald? And Helen, I feel for your boy because he's missing out on all the fun school holidays and everything, and all he can do is lie around and feel miserable.
Yeah, and it will shorten his recovery time dramatically, Helen. So please get that today in liquid form. Your pharmacy will keep it. And don't take anything else, just the astragalus. That's all that's needed.
And, Gerald, there's often a risk of relapse for
Yes, there is. And I think sometimes it never leaves you, Joe. There's a tendency to fatigue. So that's why getting it under control is important.
Really hope that helps. All right, thanks for your call there, Helen. Keep us updated. A quick break. More on the House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
A to Z of vitamins, time on the alphabet. The magic number is T. It's a letter.
I know we talk turmeric a lot, and I know you roll your eyes, but you don't understand because you're too young.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know,
hearing this guy?
At 68...
Oh, I thought he was talking to me.
At 68, I'm surprised you're not taking turmeric yet, but... When you combine it with, so there's turmeric, which is a powerful anti-inflammatory, but you can get combinations if you don't want the turmeric on its own. So if you add things like ginger, and there's a beautiful herb called Indian frankincense or boswellia, and that reduces pain, improves mobility quite dramatically. And these combinations are around often in a one-a-day capsule. Usually they're vegan appropriate, so vegetarian type formulations. But the important thing is just one dose a day. So have a look around and look, it's just the results I see are phenomenal.
And take full advantage of the beautiful winter veggies that are around at the moment with your garlic and ginger and celeriac and mushrooms and fennel and cabbage and cook up a beautiful turmeric stew. What about that?
There's a recipe.
Yet to hear a downside to turmeric, and that's a delicious way to get your nourishment. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. And across Australia, the House of Wellness TV show rolls out again today. We've enlisted your compatriot Luke Hines to give us a little preview of what's coming up. Get Hey, Lukey.
Good morning, Ed. I feel your pain this morning. I just heard Gerald giving you a little bit of cheek. And I tell you what, each and every Sunday, I get that same level of cheek from Gerald, and I feel you.
It's like a little yappy Jack Russell in your ear, isn't it? Just doesn't let up.
Thank you very much, the pair of you.
He needs a bit of turmeric to calm his inflammatory personality.
Yes.
Now, guys, it is an absolutely huge show. I hope you're having a beautiful morning. It is the 30th of June, which means we should be talking finances, end of financial year. So we talk all about how to get your finances in order and those little bits of things that trick us up when it comes to saving.
Oh, so important. I'm useless at it, so I can't wait to learn from Effie's arse.
Oh, my God, me too. I literally sitting there thinking, oh, my God, teach me your ways. I need to learn how this happens. Now, it's not all serious talking about money. We actually see a wonderful clip with our friend Rachel Finch and a gentleman who calls himself the Body Magician. And I tell you what, for those viewers here today who do tune in, it is quite an extraordinary experience what the Body Magician puts Rachel through. And then I had a really, really touching moment this week where I had a really exclusive look Burns unit at the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. And I have to say it was incredibly powerful, moving and touching, and it really does put things into perspective.
Oh, the courage of the patients in that Burns unit is extraordinary, but also the people that care for them are just so full of compassion and kindness, and, what they witness is extraordinary.
Great show today coming up across the country on Channel 7. Check your local guides. Midday on the channels of 7, Luke and the team will be there along with you, Joe. Keep him in line as well, and wishing you luck with Gerald as well. Thanks, Luke. We'll chat to you next week.
See you, Luke.
Talk soon. Bye, guys. Bye.
Fabulous calls this week. Who are we going to give our $100... Chemist Warehouse spending
show and Ed. The winner today is Heather from Ferny Grove in Queensland, who had that question. I take fish oil, I take glucosamine, do I need turmeric? What's the difference? It's a common dilemma people find. So Heather, you are the winner of the Chemist Warehouse $100 gift voucher. Congratulations.
Great. Enjoy spending that at one of the many Chemist Warehouse stores around the country. Thanks for all your calls. They were great today. Thank you, Joe, for being with
us. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a lovely Sunday.
Thank you, my mischievous friend, Joe.
Thank you,
Quigley.
Ed. Lovely to see you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. We'll see you for another House of Wellness, same time next Sunday.